Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening, October 2nd, 2018. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us, and for that, we're totally grateful. We don't take you for granted. We don't take your time for granted, and we thank God for you. Tonight's topic is positioning for the birthing. Now, last month, the very first show of the month, the Lord gave me the topic of preparing for the birthing. Well, this month, he said, we're positioning for it. So with that said, we're going to jump and delve in into that. But before we do so, I just want to thank our sponsors for just, you know, believing in us and sowing into us. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, who's your one-stop shop to your all your hair care and beauty needs. So anything from natural hair to relaxers, makeup, lashes, lock maintenance, sew-ins, quick weaves, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, and that's R-A-H-Z, Hair and Beauty Bar, takes care of you. And we have Unique Expression by Design. We're Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington. Will bring all of your creative ideas and turn them into a reality. Angelise Washington is there to make sure that any of your items that you need customized from business or personal needs, from cups to pens, mugs, T-shirts, whatever it is you may need, she is there to take care of that for you. That's Unique Expression by Design. We have A4 Graphics, and that's A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F-X. They take care of all of your design and photo needs. So if you need your business cards designed, flyers, banners, newsletters, letterheads, any of that, April Graphics is there to take care of you with Elder Aaron Richmond. And then finally, we have Third Heaven Sound, which is not just music. It's a sound with Vincent Lynch. And all of his CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. But thank you again for joining us tonight with the topic of positioning for the birthing. So I tell you, the Lord gave me this topic earlier today, and as he loves to do, he gave us the meat of everything this evening. And so literally about half an hour ago, he just started downloading and pouring into my spirit. And I'm like, Lord, okay, how we do this at the very last hour? He said, I had to make sure that I have your attention. So he had given me some things that I was just kind of reading on, and they were kind of applicable, but not really. But it stirred my spirit. And what God is doing in this hour, he said, you can't move by emotion, and you can't move by religion or tradition. What you did yesterday is not good enough today. So he said, I want to make sure I have your full attention. So we're going to be talking about positioning for the birthing. But again, I want to thank all of our sponsors and each and every one of you who've taken the time out, excuse me, to join us on Fire Inspire. So tonight we're talking about positioning for the purpose, positioning for the birthing. And here are the things that he's given me. So even in preparing for the show itself and putting it out on Blog Talk, this is what he gave me. I'm going to read it to you because this is how he gave it to me as I was typing. And he was giving it to me right then and there. Now, one of the things that I say weekly is On Fire to Inspire is here to help push you into your purpose and your passion. That is bar none. That is the premise of this show. But this is what he said also. He said, too many of you have been pregnant for too long. You haven't gotten the right coach and to help you breathe and push the promise out. The reason is you were looking to the wrong coach. He said, you were looking at man. God says that I am that I am. I am your coach. Look to me, listen to me, and I will direct you. So as I was just preparing and typing everything to put it out there on Blog Talk, the Lord even said that. He said, too many of y'all have been pregnant for too long. He said, you're looking to man to be your coach. He said, I am that coach. I am that I am. And so I was like, woo, you said about a mouthful, Jesus. So as I was typing this and prepping, I was like, ooh, Jesus. So in this hour, God is moving by his spirit, and we just got to make sure that we're in tune with his spirit. So we're going to go ahead and jump. I do apologize for the interruption, guys. I tell you, God is so faithful. We know. Well, you know when you're on target to do what God is calling you to do, because things try to come and distract you. But we bind up every distraction, and we loose the spirit of the living God to protect these lines as we move forth, because he's given it to us, so it's got to be delivered. Amen. So I apologize for that quick, brief delay, but we're moving forth in Jesus' name. So tonight he said, the first point was position yourself. Many of us in position in the right place, we're positioning, and we're looking everywhere, and we're looking around, but he said position yourself. He said get in my face, get in my word. He said many of you have been looking around and looking to the world. I say to you, look to me. I live and I dwell in you. Look within. Seek my face, get before me. Main position in this hour is to stay in my faith and stay in my word. My word is your roadmap, but many of you don't even open up your Bible beyond regular Saturday and Sunday service. He says, in this hour, it's not about a ritual for you. You have to move by my spirit and by my unction. And in order to do so, it requires spending time with me. So that's our first point, positioning ourselves. But getting in his face and getting in his word, that was point number one. I was like, oh, Lord, that's big right there. And so the scripture that he gave me with this was Psalms 1 and 2, Amplified Classic Version reads like this. But his delight and desire are in the law of the Lord, and on his law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, and studies by day and night. So he says, just habitually, just stay in my word. Just ponder on my word. And as you read my word and see my face, you're going to hear me say some things to you. You're going to see me reveal some things to you that you haven't seen before. Yes, you read that scripture before. Yes, you know the scripture. But as you ponder on it in this hour, now I'm about to reveal it to you, and you're going to see it in a whole nother place. He said, the scripture is going to become real to us. When he said, I just praise God. So the point was position yourself, position it in his face, and just looking within. Don't look at home for your work, but he's already given to you. Our necessity. And then point number two, he says, know that you're already equipped with power. So you already have the power to push this baby out. You have the power to turn this power scripture with that. He says, Psalms 52 and 11. I do apologize, y'all. This signal keeps dropping, and we know what it is. It's coming at a hindrance, as a distraction, but we bind it up in the name of Jesus now, because it will not. This word shall go forth in Jesus' name. Now, the point number two that I read, I think you guys got it, was know that the power, you've already been equipped. The power is within you. and it's Psalm 62:11. And I read that from the Amplified Classic Version, that God has spoken once, he's spoken twice. Twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. And if the power belongs to him, then it belongs to you because he lives and dwells in you. And then point number three was persevere past the discomfort. So you know what? Even with me trying to do this show, my signal has died twice, and we've only been live for 11 minutes. So he says persevere through the discomfort. Yes, there are birth pains. It's not comfortable when you're pushing out a baby. It's not comfortable. But he said, however, it's not comfortable, but it's worth it. And so in that scripture, we are coming out of Galatians 4:19. The Amplified Classic Version reads this: my little children, for whom I am again suffering birth pains, until Christ is completely and permanently formed, molded within you. And then also the one I want to just continue to encourage you with is 2 Thessalonians 3:13. And it says, as for you, brethren, do not become weary or lose heart in doing right, but continue in well-doing without weakening. So as you're moving forth in this place, persevere past this discomfort. Because, you know, as you push, there's nothing comfortable about pushing out these babies. But at the same time, it's well worth it, because the joy of it when you push out and you're persevering and getting to what God has called you, the promise that he's placed you in the earth for, the purpose and the plan for your life, and the impact that you're making on the lives of others because you're persevering and doing what he's called you to do. Tonight is a real, real easy task that he's giving us. And then he says, now, as you persevere through, as you position yourself, as you know that the power is already within you, he says, now, praise me for the promise. So as we've positioned, persevered, he said, now, praise me for the promise. Because we know that it's a finished work, and we're looking and we're working and we're saying that we're doing in this hour. It's from a finished place. Our position is finished. And so we just believe in God and thanking God that our position is from a finished place. And so we're praising him from that finished place. And I'm just so grateful to the Lord, because, like I said, he gave me this word just not even an hour before the show. And to know that we have been live at that time only 11 minutes, and the signal had dropped twice. So I had to move into another part of my house and make sure that this word was more going forth, because it's not about us. But as God gives you a word and he gives you one that quickly, you know it's got to be, it's him, and you know it's got to be shared. So we're going to quickly review. Point number one, position yourself in the right position. That's in his faith and his word. And the scripture came out of Psalms 1:2, the Amplified Classic Version. And then he said, know that you've already been equipped with the power. So you've been empowered with the power to do this, to carry this out, to bring it into full fruition, to manifest this thing, to push this baby out. Whatever God is calling you to in this hour, you've already been equipped and empowered with it. And that came from Psalm 62:11, Amplified Classic Version is what I read. And then he said to persevere past the discomfort, because yes, it's not comfortable pushing. It's not comfortable with the pain. It's not comfortable with these contractions and the distractions that try to come up. But understand that if you persevere through it, it's going to be well worth it, because it's already done, because we're looking at it from a finished place. And that was coming out of Galatians 4:19, Amplified Classic, and 2 Thessalonians 3:13, not growing weary. And then finally, praise him for the promise, because the promise is still yea and amen for us. So we're praising him for the promise, and we're just giving God thanks for all that he's doing in this hour. I tell you, the Lord was, as he was speaking to me, I had a call that came through, and he said, I tell y'all, this is too funny. But you know God is able. So tonight's tonight's show, we've talked about positioning for the birthing, and we have in 16 minutes of going to be in live, we have been disconnected three times, but God is still getting the glory. Nothing's ending, nothing's stopping, and that's even with you and this purpose and the plan for your life, that's with you and the fulfillment of what he's calling you to in this hour. This is you, what he's saying to do. It shall manifest. You shall birth out everything that he's promised you. You shall birth out. It is yours. Hallelujah. So we finished our 3 points. And I just wanted to encourage you tonight. But as a woman of God called me, as I was finishing up, the Lord was giving me these pieces. She said to charge the people to ignite the fire of the new birth that's on the inside of your belly. So hear me well. She said, ignite the fire of the new birth that's on the inside of your belly. So God is saying there's something new that I'm doing. And I need you to ignite that fire. I need you to get in my faith. I need you to believe me, not like never before. I need you to be so focused that you see the distractions coming from left and right. You don't see, you know, the people coming and telling you stuff that you know that's coming against what God has promised you. No, that's a hindrance and a distraction. So you bind it up and you move forth in the place of it's finished. Understand that it's finished. Understand what he said shall come to pass. And that you have already been positioned for the birthing. And so your positioning is to be in his faith. Your position is in him, in his word, as you push and persevere through pushing this baby out, these promises out. Because many of you are pregnant with multiple births. You know, some of y'all have some triplets. Some of y'all have some quads, and you ain't even have to have no fertility drugs. But God says, I have equipped you for all that you have. And all that I've called you to in this hour. So we just give God praise. We give him praise. We give him praise. Hallelujah. So I'm going to open up the phone lines because I knew that it was going to be short tonight. We're going to open up the phone lines. And if anyone has a question, comment, or whatever that's been said to this point, you're welcome to join us. Now, if you're listening to us by internet, you're going to have to dial in at 929-477-2178. That's 929-477-2178, and press option 1 if you want to share. You want to say, leave a comment, question, whatever. That's 929-477-2178. Just press 1, and you will be able to share with us. But tonight was going to be short, but I just had to remind you that you're positioning for the birthing tonight. Last month he told us we're preparing for the birthing, but now he said we're positioning for it because it's time to birth these babies, y'all. It is time. It is, some of us are overdue. We've been pregnant for too long. And so the Lord said it's time for the birthing, but you got to get in position, and the right position is in his face, and so that you can be in tune and hear his voice. Hallelujah. We have a caller. Great evening to you. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire.
Praise God. I'm grateful to be on Fire to Inspire tonight. This is Charlotte.
Amen.
Amen.
Hi, Charlotte.
I just wanted to share just my excitement and expectancy for what's to come. You know, being in that place of being ready to give birth, and you know, as a mother that has 3 children. You know, that place was so exciting, you know, right before the child came. And being, you know, now in position, I'm in a grateful mindset. I'm just grateful for where God has me, because I'm certain I miscarried in the past, but not anymore. You know, no longer will the vision and what God has for me, no longer will I miscarry again. And so I'm so grateful to that. I'm just grateful to that. So I just wanted to share that, you know, this is a special time to be in the right place at the right time, that, you know, we're able to give birth to what God has placed in us.
Amen.
Amen. So thank
that
you for
so true. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for listening and supporting. And I tell you, It was just like, wow. I mean, we hadn't been on the line on the air 10 minutes or 11 minutes, and we had disconnected twice. And so we know that we're, you know, on track, and you got to look at those things as those birthing pains and distractions that's trying to keep you from what God is saying do, but you got to push past it. And I'm going to be honest with you. I am on my porch right now making sure that this word is delivered. You hear me? So any means necessary,
wow.
God says it's got to be done. You understand what I'm saying? I moved to two different places in my house. It didn't work out. I am on my porch. So when I tell you that it's time for us to birth this, and it don't matter what it takes to get it done, it's just get it done. Push that baby on out.
That's it. Well, I'm pushing.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you again for sharing tonight. Huh? Yes. Oh, it's your, Rihanna, is that you?
Yes, I am. Charlotte always has a three-way me in whenever I get on because I can't get to the line. But I just think it is an absolute blessing, and it is time to just, by any means necessary. That has to be our attitude about it.
Yes.
By any means necessary.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We got to take that charge.
By
we already know what's within. We know what's within. We just got to execute that plan that God has already laid out for us because it's already planned out.
Right.
And he didn't place it in our hands for us to just, tell you something, can't do it. No, he didn't place it in our hands to do that. He placed it in our hands so it can be accomplished. This thing that has to happen in this earth, this moment, has to take place through us.
Right.
So.
Amen. Amen.
Just
amen.
Roll with it.
I agree.
Amen.
I agree.
And thank
you.
I love you.
And you know. I love you too. And thank you so much. And you know, it is such a blessing to understand where you are and what you're carrying. You know what I'm saying? When you understand where you are, what you're carrying, then you're not going to mismanage or mishandle this baby or this pregnancy. So we just declare that tonight over every person that's listening, whether they're listening by phone, internet, or they listen to the recording a little later. We just give God praise for the birthing. And I tell you, the young lady called me right before the show, and she said, the Lord said to charge the people to ignite the fire of the new birth that's on the inside of your belly. So we just give God praise tonight. We give him praise. Yes, yes,
amen.
And yes. Amen. Well, thank you, ladies, again for sharing.
You're welcome.
Glory to God. All right, so our lines are open. If anyone has a question or comment, if you're listening by internet, you got to dial in at 929-477-2178. And if you are listening by phone, all you have to do is press 1 and you can share with us tonight. But I'm telling you, I have had so many people call me or chat with me about distractions and things of that nature. And what I have to do is remind them that it's exactly what it appears to be, a distraction. And so you go ahead in your power and authority and you speak to that thing and you tell it that it has no power and you tell it that it has to go. You got to tell it because it doesn't know what to do. And what otherwise it's going to say, I'm going to go ahead and overtake it. No, you have no power. Go away. In fact, don't never come back again. So you go ahead and shut down those things that you know that are not of God. Hallelujah. So tonight we're talking about positioning for the birthing. Anybody else? We're going to close the phone line. We're 929-477-2178, option 1. And if you press option 1, we're going to bring you live if you had a question or comment. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and get ready to end the broadcast. But I want to remind you guys, next week we're going to have Apostle Greg Davis back. Yes, you heard me correctly. We're going to have him back about part 2 of Understanding the Mysteries of the Kingdom of God. So he's going to be coming back. And I tell you, it was so much fire on that line, and that every single person that dialed in, there was a prophetic word that was released. And so he said he's going to ask God to turn up the prophetic frequency even the more. So, oh, my God, if we went 2 hours last week and he was on fire then, I can only imagine that he's praying and asking God to give him even the more to release. So we just give God praise. Y'all go ahead and make sure, I'm going to start posting that. Make sure you share it with every person you know, because I'm telling you, this is a true man of God, that the kingdom teachings, kingdom reality, kingdom. This kingdom is truly, you know, his life. It's not just something he's teaching or preaching. He's living it out and seeing great manifestation. And that's what we're to do in this hour as we're birthing out these babies. We're birthing out that which God has purposed for us in the earth to live out. So I'm excited. I'm celebrating. I'm elated. Hallelujah. So, again, that's next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same time. We're going to have Apostle Greg Davis back for part two of Understanding the Mystery of the Kingdom. That is part two with Apostle Greg Davis. So make sure you share that out. Tell people however you need to do it. They need to be on that line, whether they internet, by internet or by phone. They need to listen because they don't have to travel. They all have to do a dial-in. So we're going to go ahead and end tonight. Since we don't have any other people that's going to press that one, everybody's been a little shy tonight. Now, I know I'm going to get a 50 billion chats when I close out the broadcast, but all is well. But remember, if you miss any of those points, go ahead and know that God says that he is your coach. He is the I am that I am, and look to him. He will direct you. Keep moving. He's equipped. He's giving you the power. All you got to do is stay in his face and move by his spirit. This is the hour. This is the time. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. We'll tune in next week, same time, same place. Love you guys, and have a blessed and prosperous week. On fire.